This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's one of the most common interruptions on the internet, that pop-up asking us to accept all cookies. Now, most of us barely pause before clicking whatever gets, and you know, so we can get back to our scrolling. But what are we really agreeing to when we do that? And what are the privacy risks if we don't think twice and have a look at what the cookies are? Well, joining us to make sense of all of this is David Cook, lecturer in computer and security science at Edith Cowan University. David, welcome to Drive.
Thank you very much.
We're all used to seeing those pop-ups, but I suppose let's go back to the basics. What exactly is going on there?
Well, essentially a cookie is attempting to keep a small piece of information that tells it about your browsing history. So it allows them to see what you're looking at the moment, and it also sometimes allows them to see beyond where you go from there. So cookies allow them to see what you do after you've looked at something online, what you do after you've perhaps used a particular piece of software and so on.
I imagine that there's a practical application for them. That's, for example, where we're buying something, we put it into our shopping cart and it enables us the computer to remember that that's what's in the cart. Should we come back to it? I imagine there's applications like that, but are there other things that cookies also add in terms of data to our computer that we're not aware of?
Well, yes, it's true. The shopping example is a very good one. It works on both sides of the fence. It allows you, the shopper, to be able to see and know what you've looked at and perhaps even get suggestions on other things that you might want to look at. Mm. But it also allows advertisers to know what sort of things you're looking at, and they might decide to categorise you. Well, they'll certainly categorise cookies, but they'll categorise the behaviour of what you do and don't look at to try and make suggestions that will help you to buy more things. Now, that works in terms of both legitimate goods and other things which might not be legitimate. So, in other words, it might be the sorts of things that can be used by people who've got a malicious intent that hope that you're going to click onto a particular site. Cookies have a dark side to them, and that's not to say that all cookies are dark. It's just to say that you're faced with the choice of clicking onto something which is telling you up front, we're probably going to follow a little bit of what you're up to.
So, therefore, is it wise if we do get that message to say, drill down a little bit further and have a look at what the cookies are doing?
Mm. You have to make a choice because there's different kinds of cookies. We've got what we call session cookies, and this is particularly for the purpose of whatever you might be looking at. So if you're looking at, I'm going to buy golf clubs online, yeah, and then it'll take a cookie that will essentially track the fact that it understands you're looking at golf clubs. And you do that for the purpose of buying things. And when you finish with that, you could get rid of that. You can delete the cookies. Okay. So in most cases, in Australian online markets, those cookies are automatically deleted when you stop looking at whatever it is you think you're going to buy. But in other things, we have what are called persistent cookies. And these are things that hang around for a lot longer. You typically see them in a legitimate sense on things like banking. So you might have a Westpac or a National Australia Bank online account, and that might keep cookies so that when you're loading different parts of your access to your accounts or your credit cards or your debit cards, you can quickly ascertain and see things. And that you'd say that's probably legitimate. We don't all like banks, but for the purpose of this, it'll be a legitimate purpose for tracking the sorts of things you do. But then there's the other side of it, which is where you might be looking at something. You might be looking at something political. You might be looking at something which is contentious, or you might be looking to buy something which is perhaps not legal. That's up to you. And those are the sorts of things where you want to be very careful about how you're looking at, how you're clicking onto cookies.
David, those cookies that remain persistent, how do we get rid of them?
Look, it's still up to you, of course. So, going back to the example of banks, some banks say, look, in order for you to use our banking app, you just have to accept the cookies. And that comes with the product. You don't have to accept cookies in the same way that you don't have to accept that bank. And so you can say, well, I choose not to use that bank. That's the ultimate price you might pay. I think what I see it in is in optional things such as sometimes game software and other things where people are asked, you know, do I need to click onto this? Do I need to, you know, is this going to track me as I'm starting to play a game or those sorts of things? Well, you definitely have choices about it. And the choice, again, is to say, no, I don't want to play this game if it's going to track me. Or I don't want to submit all of my details into this database if it's going to track what I look at. Those sorts of things.
David, I've gone in and said accept essential cookies only on a particular website, and I've also gone in and said reject all cookies on that particular website. And when I've rejected, I've been able to use that website, as far as I'm aware, with the same level of functionality as I am if I accept the essential cookies. What's going on there?
So it will definitely have a different level of experience. It, whether or not you can detect the experience or whether or not the company who is using the cookies to make you follow that, it might not be the browser's experience, it might be the company's experience in terms of what they can find out.
Right.
And I think that's an important difference. It's not always obvious to the user that there's any difference.
Okay, so the benefit of the company.
Yes. And that, of course, they can argue and say, well, you know, we're giving you a better service if you allow us to track these other functionalities, or we're going to more quickly allow you to see important information that you just may not be in a position to time or understand.
Johnny in Seaford has just texted in and said, hey, Warren and David, I'm currently looking up a recipe and it's asking me to download cookies. Should I? What do you reckon?
Well, I think this is where some personal judgment comes in. But I would say for typical purposes such as looking at a recipe, you would do that. You still obviously have the option. Once you've finished your session, you can delete the cookies. So I don't think that's too bad. And here's where the law gets a little bit tricky. In Australia, we don't have to. People can't force you to download cookies. In other countries, they can. So if you're, you might have heard of a thing called the GDPR, and this is a piece of legislation which works all throughout Europe, and it forces people, and it definitely helps people to retain and track what they have. You can tell, you can actually request and see what people have tracked about you. And it prevents people in hotels or other services that take credit cards and just kind of put them on a hold where they just have one credit card has multiple payments. It prevents those sorts of things from staying alive to track all sorts of bits and pieces. But I think the example of your caller, which is to look at a recipe, I'd probably feel pretty safe. And if I didn't feel safe, you'd be in a position where you could, at the end of the session, once you've got the recipe, you could delete cookies. You always do that.
David, what's your advice, I suppose, when we are presented with the block-up, with the pop-up, sorry, not the block-up, would you say just accept, essential cookies only, or would you say reject all and see how you go? What would be your advice?
Yeah, and before I answer that question, the important point is, of course, that sometimes you don't get those level of choices. Sometimes it's just accept. We're starting to see a more nuanced version where you see accept all cookies, accept necessary cookies, accept some cookies, and so on. So it might be preferences that say that they're necessary. Some might say that they're for analytics. You often see them on things that are hospital data, and you might be inclined to say, well, yes, I want to share my experience so that other people might benefit and have better health. Or you might see it from analytics from the point of view of someone that's going to sell you, you know, cans of Coke, in which case you say, no, I don't need other people to know what my soft drink preferences are. And then you've got plain, straight-out functional cookies, things that you just need so that an app's going to work reasonably quickly and reasonably efficiently. And then the worst of the ones, I suppose, are the advertising and targeting cookies. And they're the ones that if you get all four of those choices, which are so there's four choices, strictly analytics, functional, and advertising. If you get all four, well, you can pick what you want. But I suspect that in most cases, particularly in Australia, we just ask, it just says, you know, will you accept cookies? And so that's the problem.
David, I find this fascinating. In terms of, so it's not like a virus or something like that. It's not phishing for anything. It's just about giving data to people that we may not necessarily want our data to go to. Is that right? Is that what cookies are about? They're not, like, they don't necessarily do anything to corrupt your computer as such.
No. The standing assumption should be that the cookie is there to facilitate whatever it is you're looking at in some sense, some way. And it might be to the benefit of the user, it might be to the benefit of the seller, the provider, or it might be for everyone's benefit. You know, in a perfect world, cookies are useful across things for all concerned. That would be, I mean, from an ethical perspective, we'd like that. But obviously, you know, people like to sell things, and you can't blame them for wanting to know what you are interested in looking at.
I find this absolutely fascinating. Before we let you go, David, one thing I have noticed is when you do get the options, I've noticed some companies have them ticked by default and you have to unselect them, and some companies have them the other way around. Is there any standard? Should it be a certain way?
Well, there is a set of standards. It's called the GPC, which is the Global Privacy Control. And this is a kind of, they're not strict rules in Australia, but they are guidelines that help people, such as ethical web developers and civil rights organisations, to help you to make good choices. So that's the ideal. That's what we're going for. But I think history would tell us that, you know, people don't always follow the best guidelines. And so it comes up to personal choice. I think you have to understand that. But as I say, you've always got the option of your browser settings to be able to delete, to clear the slate, if that's what you want to do. There's also a really good a particular project. If anyone looks it up and types in cover your tracks, there's a particular way that will help you to not only clean the slate, but even to make sure that anything that someone's collected in the past might be much harder for them to use. So that's called Cover Your Tracks. It's by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Useful for people who think that they've clicked on too many things and that they may be compromised.
Cover Your Tracks. I'll be looking at it tonight.
Please do.
David, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for listening to me.
Thank you. David Cook, lecturer in computer and security science at Edith Cowan University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.